It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Friday, May 15th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. It was 58 years ago today that a tornado struck Charles City, one of five twisters, the late afternoon, early evening hours of May 15th, 1968. According to weather.gov, the tornadoes included two F1s, one F2, and two F5s, and were part of the May 15th through 16th, 1968 outbreak of 39 tornadoes over 10 states. The tornadoes in Iowa caused 18 fatalities, including 13 in Charles City and two each in Olwine and Maynard. The Charles City tornado, impacting Franklin, Butler, Floyd, Chickasaw, and Howard counties, was the first Iowa twister that afternoon, first sighted passing over a farmstead northeast of Hansel around 4:10 p.m. The twister moved to through the eastern edge of Airedale, where two tornadoes were seen simultaneously. The tornado was observed to lift briefly at Marble Rock, but grew more intense as it approached Charles City, striking at about 4:50 p.m. Almost a half mile wide, the twister passed directly through town from south to north, devastating about 60% of the city. 372 homes and 58 businesses were destroyed, along with over 1,200 vehicles. Damage by 1968 standards was estimated at up to $30 million. That translates to about $300 million in 2026. Organizers look to make May 15th an annual day of service in recognition of that devastating tornado of 58 years ago. A community-wide day of service was born last year, sponsored by Main Street Charles City, asking residents, businesses, and organizations to help make a difference and turn a date with a negative history into something more positive. On May 15, 1968, Charles City was forced to clean up and come to the aid of friends, neighbors, and townsfolk following that devastating tornado. Day of Service encourages community cleanup because you want to and not because you have to after a disaster. Now in year two, Day of Service returns today and stretches into tomorrow and Sunday as well. Main Street Charles City board member Krista Noah says, "Charles City is our home, a place we should be proud of, and this is a chance for everyone to do something, anything of their choice, to help make it a better place for all of us." An organized cleanup of downtown Charles City and Central Park is set for this evening from 4:30 till 6 o'clock. Bring your own broom or leaf blower. Day of Service goes beyond improving the look of the downtown area, but the entire town. It's also an opportunity to give back to the community you live and work in, as well as help out a neighbor in need. Volunteers are encouraged to post their service efforts on their personal social media platforms and or share it on the Main Street Charles City Facebook page. A farm implement rollover crash northeast of Charles City yesterday is still impacting traffic flow today. The wreck occurred on Floyd County Road T-64 at the Little Cedar Bridge around 10 a.m. yesterday morning, involving a tractor and manure spreader. The road and bridge were closed for several hours. Floyd County engineer Adam Miller says the bridge is currently down to one lane.
Quite a bit of damage to our bridge rail and guardrail on the northeast corner of the Little Cedar Bridge on Underwood, which is T-64. Today, we are heading out there to try to fix that repair, get as close to repair today as we can, hopefully get both lanes open at the end of the day.
Miller says traffic is being controlled in a couple of ways until the bridge can be repaired.
It's called a please alternate setup. You stop and wait for the person coming to pass. We might have flaggers there for part of the day today because our crews are going to be working. Please slow down in that area. If you can avoid it, that would be best.
No word on the identity and or extent of injuries of the tractor operator. Arraignment has been set for a Charles City man accused of sexually abusing a juvenile female in Bremer County. Waverly police arrested 20-year-old Jesse Redd for second-degree sexual abuse and two counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, all Class B felonies. He's also charged with grooming, a Class D felony. According to criminal complaints, Waverly police received a report March 31st of possible sexual abuse. Their investigation found that the victim's school laptop included information that indicated she had sexual encounters with Redd. WPD alleges there was evidence of at least three different interactions that occurred between December of last year and February of this year when the victim was 13 years old. A search of Redd's cell phone also allegedly found several images and videos of various sexual interchanges between him and the victim. Court records also show that on April 14th, Redd was found guilty of two contempt of court charges after he twice violated a no-contact order against an underage female in Chickasaw County, where he was convicted of grooming in December 2024, with a felony charge of lascivious acts with a child dismissed in a plea deal. He was placed on 3 years probation. In that case, Redd was accused of having illicit contact with an underage female in Nashua. Following his recent arrest in Bremer County, combined with his contempts of court, a warrant has been ordered in Chickasaw County for Redd's arrest. He also faces potential probation revocation. Redd is being held in the Bremer County Jail on $155,000 cash or surety bond. He is scheduled for arraignment May 26th in Bremer County District Court. The renovation and remodel of City Hall in Charles City is less than a month away from substantial completion. However, the project is costing a little more than anticipated. During Wednesday night's City Council planning session, City Clerk Brittany Lenz noted that while they remain under budget for the actual construction, the city is about $150,000 over budget with other related expenses that may have been overlooked during their financial planning.
Rent for Clark and Beck Street, like landscaping and furniture, and those things were in the contingency portion, which technically should not be. Construction contingency is construction. So, and that is not. Like the site cameras that are all of our access points that have to be done. Even just like merit move out and move in expenses, there was the bonding fees. All of those kinds of things weren't taken into account.
Mayor Dean Andrews added that the extras were not meant to be covered by the project's contingency fund.
When we signed the contract, we said we're going to have $470,000 of contingency to spend on this project. Well, no, we did not have $470,000 because we didn't account for all these things that are on this list, and more so decided how we're going to pay for the project. Mm-hmm. We did not consider these numbers. Contingency was for surprises, not stuff we knew was going to happen. Right.
Andrew says finding out they are going to be over budget after hearing they were under budget throughout the construction thus far is concerning, though City Administrator Tyler Trout pointed out that, in the grand scheme, the some $150,000 overage represents less than 1% of the entire project cost. Still, the consensus is only purchasing needed items related to the renovation and remodel until the final costs come in. As for when staff can move back into City Hall, Lentz said that could be over a month away.
We are not moving in on June 2nd. I believe like the PD and that side will start moving stuff over whenever they can. We kind of looked at the calendar the other day and schedules between utility billing staff, water department, all of that kind of stuff. And I'm guessing we are going to be the last week of June.
Since January 2025, the City Hall's staff temporary location has been 507 Clark Street, with the police department operating temporarily at 623 Beck Street. It's graduation weekend for several area high schools. Charles City's Carey Lane graduation is 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at First Congregational Church in Charles City. Riceville, Sumner, Fredericksburg, and Turkey Valley graduations are all at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Charles City High School graduation Sunday at 1:30 p.m. in the middle school gym. Doors open at 12:30. Plenty of seating available with both sides of the bleachers being pulled out this year. North Butler commencement is also at 1:30 Sunday afternoon. 2 o'clock graduation ceremonies for Central Springs and Red Rock for Marble Rock. New Hampton commencement is at 2:30 Sunday afternoon in the competition gym. Also at 2:30, graduation for Osage. And at 3 o'clock, Crestwood High School in Cresco will graduate their seniors. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.